Episode 17, Issue Responses 2613 through 2775. Response 2613. To reiterate, communion in the hand sends mixed messages. The priest wears a humeral veil so as not to even touch the monstrance, yet the Eucharist is passed out in the hand like poker chips. There's a disconnect there. If communion in the hand began as a liturgical abuse, why are we even doing it? Response 2614. When people are ready to return, priests are not as accessible to the searching as their Protestant counterparts. My daughter is a fervent Protestant now. The pastors are so available and the community so religiously vibrant that I can see why she was attracted to that. I've never heard a priest invite people who were thinking of exploring or returning to call them or the parish center to arrange to meet with someone. Never. Also, Catholics take for granted the relationship with Jesus. We can talk about that more. Response 2615. Preaching about the Eucharistic other than the listed aspects of transubstantiation, miracles, necessity. E.g. teaching about the beauty and fittingness, sacrificial connotations, etc. Response 2616. We need to fast and repent, this is huge and we need to pray. We have Catholic who are in public office not following the way of Christ and His Church. We're in trouble. Response 2617. Mixed messaging at all levels on church teaching. Attempts to modernize the church. Catholics who believe in the real presence want authentic church teaching, whole and entire. We don't want to be part of just another denomination. I attend the Novus Ordo Mass, but attempts to restrict the Tridentine liturgy are damaging to the church. Latin is the language of the Church and should be encouraged, not restricted. Response 2618. We need a Pope who is Catholic. The leadership of the Church is fearful of the clown who thinks he's Pope and will not stand up to his nonsense for fear of being cancelled for preaching the truth. Response 2619. The Pope's persistent lack of clarity on issues causes significant confusion. Response 2620. Bishops have failed to assume their roles as princes of the Church. They do not use their authority to educate and promulgate the Church's teachings. No one believes in Jesus Christ, both religiously and in the Eucharist, because the bishops are abandoning the traditions of the Church instead of using them to bring salvation to modern man. Response 2621. Most clergy don't even act as if the real presence is real. Then the issue of not holding clergy accountable as if they have a pass. Response 2622. Every Catholic parish should work toward having perpetual adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Churches need to offer the Sacrament of Reconciliation every day, not only 15 minutes one day per week. If it is offered regularly, people will come. All parishes should be required to offer First Saturday devotions. Most parishes in my diocese don't offer Saturday morning Mass. Pensive face. Response 2623. Immodesty in church shows lack of faith. Response 2624. 1. The institutional church is implementing rules that are continually out of touch with people's real lives. Instead of preaching to a poorly catechism's population about the bells and smells, try teaching how the practical application of the Eucharist can be implemented in their daily lives. 2. There is a direct disregard for all things church when the authoritarianism is put before the pastoral. There is little regard for understanding where people are at and even less desire to learn how to navigate a world in which the church is a part and not the whole. 3. Like it or not, the sex scandal, accessibility, and cover-up are still deeply painful for many people. Also, the perceived lack of respect for those who are other, women, LGBTQ, brown, immigrant, Democrat, is a huge divisiveness. Instead of being a safe haven and refuge, the institution has become just another talking head. Again, lack of empathy and emphasis on the marginalized people. Response 2625. Lack of sound catechesis for many years for our children and adults. Irreverence in dress at mass, to ripped jeans, shorts, immodest clothing, etc. Communion in the hands. The priest's hands are blessed. Churches were once a place of reverence and awe. The radical removal of altars, statues, etc. in the 70s. Response 2626. Poor catechesis. We did away with the Baltimore Catechism and now usually volunteer parents teach CCD. Reverence for the Eucharist starts early in life, and I feel this is a huge issue. Response 2627. Application of godless modern psychology in disciplining priests who abuse children. Mental illness has nothing to do with it. The ability to resist one's carnal urges, whether they be for adult women, children, or farm animals, is a qualification for priesthood. Priests who have affairs with adult women are defrocked immediately. Mental illness only determines the vector of temptation, not the magnitude, in this context, and should not be a consideration in removal from the priesthood. This was an error of confusing secular pseudoscience for sound teaching. Response 2628. Shaking hand during Mass. Response 2629. Before communion, reminding the congregation whom we are about to receive and not to receive if you are not Catholic and do not share our belief/faith. Response 2630. Women and girls on the altar, especially girl altar servers. The disruption of the sign of peace and shaking hands throughout the congregation. Lack of modesty in the churches. Loss of truth, goodness, and beauty. Lack of deep, rich, and meaningful catechesis. Dumbing things down, especially for our children. Lack of men leading. Taking away the St. Michael prayer at the end of a Mass. Loss of reverence for our priests and our priests not recognizing the dignity, power, and gift God has given them in their priesthood. Priests not being able to administer/put the sacraments before everything else because they are too busy with admin work. Taking away the Tridentine baptism. Response 2631. Lack of solid catechism for children that teaches the real presence and not just moral dilemmas. Response 2632. Failure of catechetical formation in Catholic schools, especially in the formative grade school years. Response 2633. NWO. Response 2634. Extremely poor catechesis on the faith. What children are being taught now is so watered down that no one can figure out what the Church is truly teaching. Response 2635. Practicing Catholics do not understand the importance of the sanctity of human life, subsequently, attach no significance to the transubstantiation and Christ's real presence in the Holy Eucharist. Response 2636. You touched on this, but I think extraordinary ministers and communion in the hand have destroyed belief in the real presence. I also believe that people should be taught to respectful and not walk up to communion with their arms at their sides or behind their back. Many Catholic churches have been stripped of their beautiful artwork and statues. I believe that makes the church less formal and that leads to the loss of belief in the real presence. Response 2637. Lack of education. Response 2638. USCCB are dominated by modernists who do not defend the faith and support heterodox beliefs which are contrary to sacred scripture and tradition. Response 2639. Lack of emphasis on regular church attendance. Response 2640. Priests leading applause in the church for every person, event, or occasion. Singing happy birthday in church. Response 2641. Love of Jesus. Encountering Him in Scripture. Emphasizing our lack in seeing Allah Thomas Aquinas, but doesn't mean He isn't there. Proof of the resurrection in changed lives, same as with the Holy Eucharist. Daily Mass. Silence. Solitude. Response 2642. A lackadaisical attitude towards the sacred in general. Pleasing people seems to outrank teaching and preaching truth. Response 2643. Clergy do not preach and teach about the real presence in the Eucharist. Also, they allow people to behave as if the church is the social hall. Do not teach or enforce referential behavior in church, and clergy are often among the worst offenders. Response 2644. Being a Lutheran. The first 65 years of my life before becoming a traditional Catholic, I will tell you that the modernization of the Catholic Church is taking the Church in the direction of Protestantism instead of what Jesus intended. People inherently need and are hungry for what the Church offered prior to the last 60 years. Response 2645. Priests and bishops are not defending the right of Catholics to the traditional Latin Mass and receiving the Eucharist in the hand. Response 2646. Behavior within the church, silence and respect House of God. Response 2647. Lack of witness to that by priests. Failure to bring people to an encounter with God's love through the Holy Spirit, who then witnesses interiorly to the real presence and to the teachings concerning that. After all, He's the one who brings it about for us. Failure in the hospitality of God's love in the parish community. Response 2648. Dress code for Mass. Following through on educating the laity. Admitting from the pulpit that the church is captured from within. Leftist politics. Response 2649. Negative attitude from Pope Francis on the ancient traditional Mass. Response 2650. So many were not taught the real presence during their formative years. Response 2651. Bring back high Mass, incense, ringing bells at the consecration. Women should be encouraged to wear head coverings like mantillas. People, especially women, dressed immodestly and inappropriately for church. Lack of availability of confession. The Utah parish I belong to only has it available for 1/2 hour on Saturday afternoons. There are always people who don't get a chance to receive absolvents. When I can attend an SSPX or other Latin Mass, confession is offered before each Mass, and there are so many waiting and still can't receive absolvents. Establishment of rosary organizations and other such programs should be encouraged. Night-long adoration of the Holy Eucharist. There are lots of things that used to be done but not anymore. Bring them back. Stop allowing the congregation to raise their hand in the orans position. It's only for the celebrant. Encourage reverence and silence before the Lord in the tabernacle. Priest explaining more about the Mass and what it means. Get rid of post-60s pop-style music, bring back great music. Get rid of the sign of peace after the Our Father, it's a totally Protestant thing. Saying the after Mass prayers like prayer to Saint Michael. People don't have the fear of God anymore. Response 2652. Need to preach the real presence. Never heard a sermon in 60 years about the significance of John 6. It gets read at Mass, with no real comment that shortly after it's read it becomes a reality. Response 2653. Being silent and praying after receiving Jesus. Meditating in silence after receiving Jesus. Response 2654. Vatican II. Response 2655. Instead of looking at within the church, look without. People in general have become more worldly. They have lost sight of Jesus Christ and what the Holy Eucharist means. It is not part of their daily lives. They can be told that the Eucharist is necessary for their salvation, but a person must discover that truth for themselves to truly understand it. Response 2656. COVID, shutting down the Mass, ES without a fight showed the faithful that the bishops and Holy Father don't believe. So, many have followed suit. Response 2657. The casual nature of the Novus Ordo Mass is, I believe, the greatest reason for the loss of faith in the Real Presence. Response 2658. Terrible CCD classes for children who are now adults. Didn't learn anything of substance. Too much crafting and emotional talk and not enough of the basic facts of the catechism. I'm learning everything as an adult trying to teach my own children. This is a huge failure of the church that will have generational effects. The church needs to teach the basics of the catechism at a minimum standard. It is not what I, a millennial, and my peers ever were taught. Response 2659. Servant of God, John Hardon S.J., said that the promotion of transignification and transfinalization, Rahner/Shillabeeks, led to a great loss of faith in the Real Presence. Pope Paul V I spoke of these errors in Mysterium Fidei, as you well know. Response 2660. Availability of confession beyond Saturday. Response 2661. I believe there should be adult formation more consistently for ages 18 to 80. People become stagnant in their faith after confirmation. In order to evangelize their own children, they need their faith strengthened. Response 2662. I am a retired professional statistician, so when I heard the Pew results quoted, percent of Catholics who believe in the Real Presence, I obtained the raw data and it showed that the problem is revealed not in the numerator but in the denominator. What I mean is, the Pew study counted as Catholic anybody who simply said they were. A very high percent of those who didn't believe in the Real Presence were not practicing their faith much at all, e.g. don't regularly attend Sunday Mass, so they probably also don't believe in the virgin birth, the priestly authority to forgive sins, the resurrection or any other dogma of the Church. I would suggest that, compared to these other Catholic beliefs, the Real Presence isn't particularly hard to accept. So I believe that some of the things you listed as contributing causes directly to a loss of the faith and mainly indirectly to the loss of belief in the Eucharist. Response 2663. Society in general. Individualism and relativism. Diminishment of self-control and responsibility to lead a life of service. Response 2664. NGOs such as Catholic Charities has contributed to current social and economic problems not only in the United States but around the globe. Yet the Catholic community is struggling to pay their own bills and continue to tithe to the Church. Additionally, the Church has embraced social justice over the written word and expects the faithful to embrace worldly behavior. Response 2665. Increased secularism in society. Constant attack on family, education system, religion and other cultural institutions. Response 2666. Pope Francis scandals and him not showing good example such as worshipping Pachamama, gay blessings, and not holding heretical priests such as James Martin or politicians accountable. He is not a good example of a truly Catholic Pope. Response 2667. The bishops closed the churches during COVID instead of letting people decide for themselves. The message declared by the bishops was made clear: our individual health and safety and obeying the government mandate was more important than receiving what appears as just a wafer. I grew up in the 60s and 70s, learning that receiving the Eucharist was more important than the risk presented to our life and safety. Receiving the Eucharist was worth the risk of death. Priests would have delivered the Eucharist to individual homes even under the cover of darkness if necessary. That act would have demonstrated the true importance of receiving. I believe the bishops and priests made the Mass and the Eucharist irrelevant. Response 2668. This is obviously a biased survey. An option as an answer should have been, not applicable, or, not an issue. Biased surveys are disrespectful and deceitful. Response 2669. Forgetting the scared spiritual beauty of Catholicism. It is tangible and a special grace that can only comes from our Father. Be it the Mass, adoration, music, church building and art. Nothing in the survey was not major issue. Combined huge. But then all issues can and must be spiritually addressed however appropriate and always in prayer. Response 2670. Receiving the Eucharist in the hands. Response 2671. The acceptance and endorsement of gay/lesbian relationships, marriage, in any church. Response 2672. The priests no longer believe in real presence. Response 2673. Immodesty in dress, view of side boobs on women, using pants or culottes, bare chests, hairy legs on men, absence of veils on women, excessive talking and sometimes even shouting by men and women, extremely limited attendance to the confessional before the novice ordo mass, even no women ever seen going to confession at the novice ordo, no use of the patent when receiving Holy Communion and thus trampling on sacred particles at the NO, women entering the sanctuary at will, women as lectors, screaming of the priest at a communicant for not receiving the host from a so-called Eucharistic ministers, screaming by the priest at one who turns away because the priest would not administer communion on the tongue, lack of the proper way to cleanse the area where a host is accidentally dropped. Some videos show an increase in stealing of the host or handling by unconsecrated hands which might deposit our Lord in a book or next to a statue upon leaving the church, all of these last things happening in a novice ordo church and reported to the bishop after behaviors were repeated, but no changes noted by this communicant, except for administration of the sacred host on the tongue from time to time. At two other NO parishes the celebrant was much more reverent and did administer communion on the tongue to a few communicants at the end of the standing line to receive. Do I ever recall a homily where sin and the possibility of damnation were even mentioned by the priest at a novice ordo mass, or the necessity of confession at least once a month? I do not think so. Things were all entirely different at the traditional Latin mass ES attended. Response 2674. Abortion, transgendering of children. Response 2675. Asterisk teaching why the real presence is true. Asterisk catechesis that is more robust, apologetic, and has higher expectations. Asterisk young people are treated like they can't learn as much as in school. They should have rigorous religious education to learn actual teachings of the church and why the Catholic Church is the fullness of truth. Asterisk teach against relativism, which has taken over Western thought. Teach the truth. Response 2676. Our Heavenly Mother says we must go back to tradition. We are disrespecting her son with novice ordo. It is Protestant and everything but Catholic. We are trampling on Christ in this New Age Mass. It is infiltrated by the Freemasons. Every Mass is Calvary. Our God is truly suffering in the New Mass. There is nothing but sacrilege after sacrilege. God is very, very displeased with the New Age Mass, and He suffers greatly within the Holy Church. No respect given to our Holy Lord, but God will triumph always. We will go back to His old ways. Response 2677. Attire at Mass. Response 2678. Priests abusing the Eucharist in ritual abuse. Although not common, it does happen. Response 2679. When the prayers for Mass were changed by the Concilium, the Mass became completely disoriented. Response 2680. Lack of biblical teaching from whence we learn about the Eucharist, in the OT and NT, the connection to the early church fathers' belief in the Eucharist, and our current teaching on the Eucharist that it's all connected and the same. Response 2681. The novice ordo rite. Response 2682. Failure to provide, 1, a witness of sacrificial love that links to, 2, vibrant catechesis on ecclesial identity. Response 2683. In a diocese/archdiocese under the bishop/archbishop, the priests aren't all on the same page. There are parishes where the priests are reverent saying that the Mass, and give homilies that are preached from their hearts on how to live a truly Catholic and Christ-like life. These types of priests, you can see they have a daily prayer life, go to confession regularly, read the Bible, and live their lives like Christ and how they preach. Other priests let the staff and parishioners run the parish who totally lose their Catholic faith and no longer believe in the real presence of Jesus because without spiritual direction from the priest they start making up their own. There should only be one type of Mass, Latin. It was a sad day when the Novus Ordo Mass overtook the Latin Mass. That in itself is confusing for a Catholic, especially those who lived during the 60s and 70s. Some parishes have confessions every day of the week and other parishes the priest hears confessions for 30 minutes once a week. There is no emphasis on the importance of confession by many priests in order to be in the state of grace to receive Jesus in Holy Communion. It was a big mistake to take statues of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the Stations of the Cross out of the parish churches and taking the crucifixes and tabernacles out of the church sanctuaries. Many parishes don't have any kind of adoration weekly or even once a month. Many young people are attending the Latin Mass because they see what is missing in the Novus Ordo Mass es. The Latin Mass cannot be shortened and has many times of silence during the Mass. Some priests try to make the Novus Ordo Mass as short as they can, otherwise people complain that the Mass is too long. Also, they want to say things in their homilies so people continue contribute money. People want to be entertained at the Novus Ordo Mass. I was upset when it was announced that there was going to be a National Eucharistic Congress and all the money they would spend on it. If all the priests under bishops/archbishops were all on the same page years ago, this wouldn't even be necessary. In my archdiocese there are parishes that are so liberal that are leading Catholics away from the church, and yet the archbishop does not shut them down. And if you have a complaint about this type of parish, you are basically ignored. I was at this type of liberal parish for 30 plus years that was run by the staff and parishioners until I came upon the miracle prayer that opened my spiritual eyes and eventually left the parish. When I went to a more solid Catholic parish, I didn't realize how stifled my faith had become. Now this parish has a young priest as a pastor who is a truly Catholic priest living out his priestly vocation and turning this parish around, trying to make it a truly Catholic church. But for the past 3 years has been attacked by the former parishioners. He wants to put the large donated crucifix that was purposely placed on the side wall into the sanctuary and make the worship space as a church by putting partitions up to separate it from the rest of the building, which was purposely built to be used as an auditorium, but he doesn't seem to be getting the support of the archdiocese to move ahead with it. Maybe the bishops/archbishops all have to be on the same page themselves. Too much confusion is being caused by them, which Catholics don't know what to believe. Thank you for doing this survey. Response 2684. I feel that we do a poor job teaching children about the faith. More resources should be devoted to teaching children the importance of the Eucharist. The earlier they learn, the better. They also need continuing education on it as they grow. Response 2685. A substantial portion of the laity are not catechized in the Catholic faith. Response 2686. Horrible Catholic education in Catholic schools. Response 2687. This Pope is not an actual Catholic. He promotes homosexuality and praises the LGBT Christovas. Response 2688. The attack on the traditional church, the attack on traditional vocations and religious orders. The church is failing at feeding the poor, providing faith to the sick, caring for the young, caring for the elderly, and bringing our Lord to society. The physical presence of religious orders in the community working the corporal works of mercy. Response 2689. Fear. Response 2690. Catholic school education. There is money for everything else, but none for schools. The Catholic Church will be obsolete within the next generation if they don't educate the children. Response 2691. Long sermons regarding theological principles using words not fully understood by the laity. Loud chatting before Mass or after Mass, disrespecting the Blessed Sacrament. Parents allowing children to misbehave, sometimes letting them go up to the altar during Mass. No more missions or retreats, free of charge. Less Protestant music and more Catholic music. Response 2692. Current Pope's hostility toward use of Latin and the Latin Mass, and his attitude supporting LFBTQ, sacramental reception and blessings to those who are still practicing grave sins. I include abortion, LGBTQ support, ignoring divorced and remarried couples receiving communion. Francis' excommunication of Archbishop Vigano while he dies, nothing about the antics of the German bishops, Fr. Martin et al. In short, the Pope, adherence to liberation theology. Response 2693. The false prophet is present and Jewish Freemasonry has entered Our Lady. Both need to leave. Ave Maria, praise Jesus. Thanks be to God. Response 2694. Failure to explain controversial views in a way that is understandable to a modern worldview. Response 2695. Shaking hands at the kiss of peace. Response 2696. I believe that we should all receive Holy Communion on the tongue, kneeling, if physically able, at the altar rail. Response 2697. No emphasis / ongoing reminders on genuflecting towards Blessed Sacrament in tabernacle on entering, leaving church or crossing in front. Cavalier attitude of all non-clergy on the altar near the Blessed Sacrament. Response 2698. Failure to teach to young Catholics. Response 2699. Poor catechesis when preparing first communicants, especially when parents aren't fully included in the catechesis. If Mass on Sunday and receiving Jesus in the sacraments isn't a high priority for the family, then we do a disservice to the child. Response 2700. Me homilies including emphasis on watching series like The Chosen and joining Alpha groups. What a lost opportunity to preach truth to the faithful. Response 2701. Letting people of all faiths at a funeral receive communion, at a funeral never mentioning purgatory or hell, as if they don't exist. I never heard of sermon on the four last things from the time I was in grade school until just about 5 years ago. Therefore, people no longer believe that there even is a hell and that everyone goes to heaven, so what does it make how you treat the Eucharist if everyone's going to heaven? Response 2702. A very casual attitude about the Mass by the clergy. Response 2703. Too casual walking to the altar, few folded hands in prayer. Lack of reverence seems too prevalent. Response 2704. Abject surrender to the government's classification of church as non-essential during COVID. Response 2705. I believe that allowing our non-Catholic brothers and sisters would help to start a movement of return to the church for the mystical truth that we still have. I think that the Eucharist could reunite us. It's time to stop giving the impression of a private club that is not interested in new members. God is truly present and the Eucharist is truly miraculous. Jesus said the ones invited to the banquet don't even care about it anymore, so go out and get everyone else and invite them to the banquet. Response 2706. Attire fit for the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Response 2707. Homilies should more strictly teach catechism that was forgotten or not taught in public school. Response 2708. The Novus Ordo Mass only says the following one time when the Tridentine Mass says it six times, Lord, I am not worthy. The advance in technology has caused an almost insatiable desire for instant gratification amongst the populace. Humility and discipline have evaporated in an egocentric culture with devices at the ready to feed the pleasure centers in the human mind and body. I would push for more Eucharistic processions in public places. Also, the liturgy needs to be very martial. You have to get the men. If you get the men, then women will follow. Response 2710. Leaving a lot of the faithful to deal with their catastrophic sins problems alone, or letting them grow unfettered into huge sin problems, has a real long-term effect. I think we need to re-emphasize the importance of frequent confession for proper disposition to receive the Eucharist, and then to make every effort to make confession more available. But that said, when do our priests realistically have any extra time for confession? There's a conflict there. We need more tithing to support more priests, likely even visiting or missionary priests in some locations, in order to support more of the sacraments like confession. Response 2711. Failure to educate, preach, the truths of the faith due to social and personal concerns, then failing to administer appropriate discipline to our shepherds when they violate the laws/truths that we are supposed to follow. That sends the wrong message. Response 2712. In the past, reverent dress for both males and females was mandatory. Many times attendance just looks like auditorium attire. No dress code in almost all Catholic churches. Response 2713. Although Vatican II is valid, it seems that infiltration by modernist/Masonic influences has sown an extraordinary amount of confusion. It's suffocating poorly catechized Catholics. Response 2714. Emphasis on parents as the first teachers and role models of faith to their children. Response 2715. Having the Alpha and the Omega. Prayers at the foot of the altar at the beginning of a Mass and ending with the last Gospel, John 1. Response 2716. We too have a responsibility to remain with Jesus after Mass, in our disposition as we exit church, exit the parking lot, and encounter the people who come into this sacred space God has allowed within us. Response 2717. I have a medical condition where I need a low-gluten host. Although I purchase them myself, not all priests or deacons will accommodate my situation without making me feel like it is a huge hassle or taking extra time they don't have. They also flicked a host to the back of my throat because they do not want anyone to receive on the tongue. Response 2718. Making the Mass about man and man's desires rather than remember the Mass is God's Mass, not ours. Not emphasizing the reality of sin and how august the Mass is, neglecting penance and reparations. Not enough action to help others not fall into sin, since sin darkens the intellect. Not emphasizing fear the Lord. Misunderstanding what communal prayer and lay participation are. Response 2719. As a convert, the scriptures convinced me of the true presence during my instructions. The church needs to proclaim more often our Lord's own words in the Gospels in teaching the truth of the Eucharist. Response 2720. Personal relationship with our Lord. Response 2721. Lack of reverence in new Mass. Lack of interest in spiritual formation. Spiritual sloth. General lack of faith. Response 2722. Failure to offer the sacrament of confession, being in mortal sin, blinds many to Jesus' presence, and to bring the viaticum to the dying. Priests who will not get up at night to bring the Lord to the dying show that they do not believe in His true presence. Response 2723. Failure of the magisterium to adhere to the tenets of the deposit of faith casts doubt on every aspect of the doctrine of the Church. Response 2724. Only the clergy has consecrated hands, and only they should touch our Blessed Lord. Many clergy don't hold their fingers together after consecration. I see them wiping their hands. The use of the patent under the chin of people receiving our Lord. Response 2725. Teaching on the four last things. Response 2726. Partially mentioned, in that only consecrated hands can touch the Holy Eucharist. The fact that anyone can touch the sacred body, blood, soul and divinity of our Lord, completely destroys belief in the true presence. If anyone can touch the sacred species, then how the heck can it be holy? In 2 Samuel 6 verse 6, Uzzah reached out to steady the ark so it would not tip off from the cart. Uzzah was struck dead by God for daring to touch the Ark of the Covenant. How can we have faith in the real presence if there is no reverence, and it must begin with the clergy and be taught to the laity? Response 2727. Can you take a most holidays and put them on Sundays? They took the chance for people to sacrifice to go to a weekday mass. And they've taken not eating or drinking twin hour again, no sacrifice 3 hours would be much better. Response 2728. The reverent clergy are intimidated to speak out in fear of what the bishops will do. The years of entertainment in the Vmass has replaced the awe and wonder of the Vmass. Response 2729. Ecumenism. Response 2730. Almost no fostering of communal life or an understanding of the communal nature of the Eucharistic table, hypocrisy and self-righteousness among the clergy, very little emphasis on true relationship with Jesus or any understanding of his mission on earth and in the church, and therefore why the Eucharist is even significant. It feels like an empty act, a going through the motions, a superstition or a pharisaical show in most parishes. Response 2731. Lack of reverence to the sanctuary and altar. Separation and restriction to who can enter the sanctuary. Response 2732. I believe that the sanctity of the Vmass has been greatly diminished by society and shortage of religious priests and nuns. I also think the fact that the churches are consolidating give the priests so much more work that they cannot give the time they used to be able to in order to bring the sanctity of the entire Mass to the people. Priests are too overworked and, because of shortage, getting much older. Physically not able to do everything they used to and reaching burnout at an alarming rate. Response 2733. When receiving the Eucharist, when there is an altar rail, there should also be an altar server holding a communion plate to catch any pieces of the host if it were to fall. We need altar rails and communion plates at every Mass to show reverence to the Eucharist. Also, encouraging communion on the tongue instead of in the hand also shows reverence to the Eucharist and is safer, as there would be less likely the Eucharist could be desecrated. Response 2734. The fake Pope. Response 2735. Extraordinary ministers walking around passing out the Eucharist to people, usually older folks, who then leave before Mass is over. Response 2736. The Church aiding and abetting in human trafficking of illegal aliens into America and Europe. Response 2737. Receiving the Eucharist should be the time to talk to our Lord in reverence and not be singing and listening to annoying music. Response 2738. The confusing and ambiguous teachings of the Pope and bishops when they tell half-truths and don't finish the Church's or Christ's teachings. For example, the Pope continually emphasized the humanity of the Eucharist, when my children really need to hear more of the divinity of the Eucharist. There are too many times when, as a Catholic mom, I have to finish or clarify the words of the Pope and bishops due to the confusion and ambiguity they create. Also, the fact that the Pope stopped celebrating daily Mass during COVID on May 17, 2020, and now only presides at televised Mass ES, tells my children that the Eucharistic celebration is not that important. Response 2739. Fasting. Response 2740. Visitation at funerals is loud, the deceased practically canonized at the funeral Mass. Response 2741. Failure to stress importance of confession of mortal sins before receiving Holy Communion, infrequent adoration and benediction opportunities, homilies need to stress how difficult it is to enter through the narrow gates to earn heaven. Response 2742. The lack of support from Vatican. Response 2743. Not providing opportunities for those laity who desire to receive the Holy Eucharist on their knees, whether at an altar rail, or just providing a kneeler for those who desire to receive our Lord in the most reverent manner possible. Response 2744. The major issue I see right now is this survey is going out to those who do attend Mass and not those who have been lost. We fail in so many ways to welcome all to Christ. When we open our hearts to Jesus, this is when the miracles happen. It is not up to us to cast the stone and decide someone cannot receive Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ can deny himself to oneself. I hope our Catholic faith can open our eyes and hearts to really see what is going on with the Catholics who have left the church folded hands light skin tone. Thank you. Response 2745. Those of us from the Gen X generation were the first post-Vatican II generation. We were born after the council ended. We received very little formation. I cannot emphasize that enough. Our formation was zilch. I attended Catholic grammar school and Catholic college. We were taught that we were celebrating the memorial of the Last Supper, that it was a symbol and a reenactment of the Last Supper. Communion in the hand only. We had a honey-baked loaf at our Sunday Mass at my university. We were gathering together as a memorial meal. So if it was a memorial meal, why then did we need confession? Who goes to confession before a meal? Even Bishop Barron's little book about the Eucharist emphasizes the meal aspect, which creates a lot of confusion for the reader. When I fell away from the Catholic Church, I first visited an Episcopal church for their liturgy. I was seeking out another Christian denomination for various reasons. Vatican II was about being ecumenical, so to the Gen Zer, why not check out other churches? I was shocked that the Episcopalian Mass was exactly the same as the Catholic Mass. I wrongly assumed that they got their liturgy from the Catholics. If the Catholic liturgy is the same as the Episcopal Church, then why do we need confession? We were never taught that the Mass was a sacrifice. In their defense, I sometimes question whether the novice order is a sacrifice in comparison to the TLM. We were taught nothing about transubstantiation. I didn't learn about transubstantiation until I was in graduate school at a public university during a course about the history of the Reformation. The professor was Protestant. Everyone talks about the millennials and Gens, that they have no formation, no belief in the Eucharist. Gen X was the first generation having to deal with the reforms of Vatican II. I pray for Gen X fallen away Catholics every day when I pray my rosary. Because so many were failed by the church, the schools, and their parents that they do not see the value in going to church, let alone belief in the real presence. And Gen X Catholics have fallen through the cracks. Anyway, the bishops are fighting against 40 to 50 years of essentially no catechism about the real presence. It's going to take more consistent work on the local level to educate people. A 3-year Eucharistic revival isn't going to be enough to bring things back to where they should be. By the way, it was through the extraordinary form of the liturgy that I have started to believe in the real presence. We started going to the TLM during Lent 2024 because there was so much news about how the TLM was going to be cancelled. We wanted to see what the TLM was like before it was eradicated. Do the powers that be in the church know about the Streisand effect? There is no doubt of the real presence in the extraordinary form. In the ordinary form, it is hit or miss. 2 months ago I attended a novice ordo mass, where the priest said that we were going to have brunch with Jesus. The bishops have their work cut out for them. Response 2746. Catholic schools, no longer teaching the faith or regularly attending mass. Response 2747. No emphasis on attire, reverence from priests and attendants. Too much emphasis on choir and lengthy entertainment. No mention of any moral teaching on political issues such as divorce or homosexuality. Response 2748. Cheesy hymns sung during communion that only speak of a supper and all are welcome at the table. Response 2749. Poor education, combined with the lack of reverence on dressing, shorts, lack of modesty. We should be reminded to keep our voices down and conversations outside. I would encourage the use of mantillas as a sign of respect. Response 2750. There are remarkably few homilies about the true presence, and there is too much emphasis on community without pointing out that ultimate community is union in Christ with the true presence. Response 2751. Failure to expect modesty from the congregation. And failure to teach what modesty is to the congregation. Response 2752. Priests using homily for political purposes instead of preaching the gospels of Jesus' forgiveness, not judging others, compassion, love. How would Jesus treat women today? Where would he be spending his time with the poor, the immigrants, the elderly, the suffering? Response 2753. Pope, bishops, and priests' lack of teaching that the Eucharist is Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Response 2754. They have not had an authentic personal encounter with our Lord and therefore do not know him or his voice. Response 2755. Teach the life of saints at every Catholic school, catechesis even at Mass. Response 2756. Instead of framing one of the choices, failure to remind the faithful that the Eucharist is necessary for their salvation, I think it's vital to be more specific and direct. I think the better choice of words is failure to remind the faithful to go to confession and scheduling adequate times to do it. And emphasizing its importance and reminding the laity about it. Often. Response 2757. Since V2 and the new Mass, the Church has gone downhill and it's gaining speed. Response 2758. Overall lack of catechesis and watered down faith for the past 50 years. No teaching on the last four things. Telling the faithful there is no hell. Not being firm from a homily standpoint that sex outside marriage, homosexuality, and other sins of the flesh are grave. Not preaching strongly enough that abortion is a grave sin. The lack of catechesis is a strong message not to take the faith seriously and thereby not take the Eucharist seriously. The Catholic faith has become feckless and weak. I am a 57-year-old cradle Catholic. I didn't know until my late 40s what it means to actually be Catholic, thanks to faithful lay apostolates who taught me about what it means to be truly Catholic. I am so disheartened by those in power within the Church who have kept the treasure of the true faith buried and out of reach to we lay people. The shepherds have definitely scattered the sheep with their weakness and unfaithfulness to Jesus. Now we Catholics are all paying the price. Response 2759. The restrictions of the Tridentine Mass, the lack of public apologies for shutting down and restricting the sacraments during the COVID shutdowns, regular reception under both species, not having the sacrament of reconciliation preached for the necessity to receive the Eucharist, not having the sacrament of reconciliation available during the liturgy when additional priests are available, the emphasis of the priest being in persona Christi throughout the entirety of a Mass, the lack of modest attire for both men and women, lack of preaching on the promises of devotions regarding the Eucharist. Response 2760. Poor religious education and lack of relationship with Jesus Christ. Response 2761. Bishops banning TLM and traditional practices. Response 2762. When we removed the Catholic Church was the one and only Church. The reason behind this was because the Church was different than all other religions because of the apostolic succession but also because of our belief of Christ in communion. We lost much of how we believe when we made ourselves more equal and less of something different to achieve. So as not to be too stuffy, we gave a big part of ourselves away, and I think instead of just not bragging, many began to believe we have less because we no longer saw it as important. Response 2763. Teaching about the saints. Ignoring the existence of Satan. Response 2764. Very rare use of incense, no ringing of bell during consecration, not kneeling during Lamb of God, not kneeling when the cross passes through aisle, not bowing when priest passes, not kneeling in profession of faith on incarnation, lame homilies, not dressing up for Mass, women not veiling, no sacred art, no candles, teaching Darwinian evolution as incontrovertible fact, ecumenical dialogue without apologetic or need for conversion, mercy without context of God's justice or wrath and need of repentance and reliance on grace. Response 2765. Purification of sacred vessels should be done by priest or deacon only. Using incense prior to Eucharistic prayer and prior to Gospel reading. Reverence when receiving the Eucharist by kneeling and using the communion plate. Response 2766. Lack of emphasis on regular confession. Response 2767. Loss of things like 40 hours devotion during Lent and processions. Response 2768. Bishops and priests acting like Pharisees, hypocrisy, not setting examples and not demonstrating faith to action. Constantly reducing obligations as if that makes them easier to achieve. E.g. fasting, abstinence rules, giving annulments too easily, weak precona marriage prep. Response 2769. A pattern when receiving demonstrates the seriousness of no particular of the blessed sacrament being remissibly profaned. I was born in the mid-80s, but the priest we had until I was a teenager always had an altar boy with one. Even though virtually everyone received on the tongue, there were still partials of the Eucharist on it after the faithful received. Thus he purified the paten and chalice, etc. It makes a point of caring for ever Adam of the Eucharist. Response 2770. The effect of Vatican II teaching of our children turned many away from the Church. The allowing homosexuals to be allowed to become priests and bishops and doing nothing about it when the child abuse of the clergy was covered up. Good read good by good men. Response 2771. Loss of connection to the post-mass call to perform the spiritual and corporal works of mercy, loss of hope in the promise of the Eucharist as bread of life. Response 2772. Lack of courage by the bishops to ensure the sacraments were available during COVID, lack of courage by all priests to address the improper dress at Mass, and a lack of courage by priests to educate the laity that receiving the Eucharist on the tongue is the preferred method according to canon law. Response 2773. Restrictions on the Tridentine Mass, regular reception under both species, the lack of modest dress in the church by regulars, and the confusion created by concelebration. Response 2774. 1. Lack of clerical strictness in enforcing the laity's reverence. Dress, behavior, and manner of reception of Jesus, and the proper preparation beforehand, need to be enforced. Also, there must be a return to strictness in who is worthy of being present during Mass in the sanctuary. Strict rules and a strong enforcement of such will help people to understand that this isn't to be dallied with. 2. Emphasis on the Eucharist outside of the liturgy of the Eucharist. It must be present throughout our faith as the centerpiece, not only literally in the churches by architecture, but also in art, highlighted in the saints we venerate and the books we read, etc. It can't be boxed up in the second half of the Mass. 3. Lessening of restrictions on other reverent liturgies, primarily the traditional Latin Mass. It is a shame that everyone does not have the option to attend the Mass that brought the Eucharist and thus salvation to thousands of canonized saints and those not officially canonized for millennia. 4. Reverence by all in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament cannot be stressed enough. 5. Available reception under both species undermines the totality of the personhood of Christ in the Eucharist. 6. Not enough emphasis on the sacrament of confession, which makes us eligible. An attack on any sacrament is an attack on all, and we can't restore one sacrament while undermining another. There needs to be a confession revival alongside any revival in devotion to the Eucharist. Response 2775. Priests only distributing communion. Not Eucharistic ministers, not even deacons should touch Jesus' body. No one, except someone of consecrated hands, should ever, ever, ever touch the whole Eucharist. It should go directly from the hands of a priest into our mouth.